This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back of October of last year. We're talking about Q Biomed Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol QBIO. And with us today is the chairman and CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Dennis Corin. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Everett. Great to be back with you. Thank you for having me.
Before we get started on today's Q&A, if you would, we got a lot of new listeners. It's been a little while since you've been on the show. Give them a little backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. Q Biomed is what we like to call a biotechnology development and acceleration company. Our plan and goal and vision is to find interesting assets in the biotechnology space that we think are underserviced, underfunded, underdeveloped, certain disease states and therapeutics that we can bring in, develop, accelerate to a point where we can either commercialize them, license them out, or sell them, or just bring them closer to the patients that need them in as quick a time frame as possible. And over the last 5 years since our inception, we've developed what I think is a very valuable pipeline of several assets in different therapeutic areas, all servicing patients that I think are lacking therapeutic alternatives that we think would make a big difference in their lives.
You know, since the first of the year, you have put out about 7 or 8 different press releases. That being said, can you give us a brief update on your pipeline of development drugs?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been essentially focused on our commercial rollout of one of our products, and I guess I'll get to that next. But we have a deep pipeline of assets that we've been developing for several years, along with some partners, that I think have probably gone a little bit unnoticed as we've been commercializing a drug. But I think it's important to recognize that. We have a liver cancer drug that's being developed in partnership with the Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation and the Rajiv Gandhi Center in India. This is a drug that was really discovered in a natural plant in India that's been used for hundreds of years as a therapeutic for liver ailments. And it was shown that sort of isolating this molecule, that it was 10 times more effective at killing cellular in cell lines, the liver cancer cell lines, than the first line liver cancer therapy on the market at the time. So we've spent the last 2 years perfecting the synthesis of that product from basically a plant that's not abundant enough to make into a commercial product. So it had to be synthesized. Very complicated chemistry. Some people have said, as this all works out, it's almost like Nobel Prize winning kind of chemistry. And we're thrilled with our partners and our team to have been able to complete that synthesis work. And we're now scaling that up into production of material that can be used in preclinical testing and then go on into human clinical trials sort of over the next 12 months. So that would be a very unique therapeutic for the treatment of liver cancer. There are very few alternatives for those patients out there suffering from liver cancer, and this looks like it could be a very effective therapeutic. So, you know, we're thrilled to be moving that forward in the clinical and preclinical pipeline right now. We have several products that we're working on in conjunction with Manon Research, our initial sort of licensor of product when we first launched Q Biomed. The most prominent of those is a COVID-19 therapeutic for the treatment of very ill patients. And actually the disease state that it's treating is acute respiratory distress syndrome, so ARDS, long word with an acronym as everything has in biotech. ARDS it basically is an acute respiratory condition when people get COVID or any other severe infection in the lungs, whether it's influenza, SARS, MERS, SARS-2, COVID-19, or any of these other types of pathogens that cause the lungs to become severely infected and fill up with fluid. This is a treatment for that condition. So this has been accelerated on a COVID on a COVID pathway with assistance from both German and Canadian government funding. It's now being accelerated into production of the protein that's going to be used in the therapeutic treatment, which we hope to start in the clinic in December. And we've just had an amazing amount of support now from international governments because, as we all know, governments were completely ill-prepared for a pandemic outbreak in terms of a treatment. Of course, we have vaccines now, but there are millions and millions of patients around the world still suffering once they are infected, and we need better therapeutics, not only for COVID, but for future pandemic outbreaks. And this would be something that could be a stockpileable drug for several of those types of pathogens, even as common as the annual influenza that goes around and causes, you know, a lot of deaths around the world. So that's a very exciting program. There's a glaucoma program under the same platform at Manon, a kidney disease platform, or a kidney disease therapeutic as well. Then we have our autism spectrum disorder drug that's been on a bit of a slow burn, to be honest, with the focus on some of these other therapeutics and COVID and our oncology product. But that's another very underserviced niche market that we're excited to be advancing as well. And then, of course, we have our commercial pipeline. So as you said at the start of the show, there is a lot going on inside the company. I think we've built a very deep pipeline of really exciting assets and different disease states, so sort of multiple shots on goal from an investor standpoint and from a patient standpoint. You know, we're really looking to service a lot of different people in different therapeutic areas and help solve some of those problems out there.
Can you bring us up to speed on your cancer bone pain commercial focus and where we're at on that one?
Yeah, so we've been really focused on the launch of Strontium 89, which is a radiopharmaceutical for the treatment of pain associated with cancer that has spread to the bone or metastatic cancer. So this is for any type of cancer that spreads to the bone. Probably a third or more of cancers that originate in the breast or prostate or lung end up in the bone, and when cancer starts to metastasize to the bone, it is excruciatingly painful. Imagine, you know, root canal, but pain all over your body.
Right.
Really excruciating pain, and this is a non-opiate therapeutic that is an injectable drug that acts like calcium in the bone. So it's actually strontium is the organic material, and it sits on the periodic table right below calcium, but it actually has a 10 times better affinity for bone than calcium does. So your bone literally sucks this strontium up, but it's preloaded with a nuclear payload. So it delivers a nuclear payload right into the bone where the cancer is growing and causing all of that very severe pain and destroys the cancer and inside the bone. So it's a very important therapeutic. It's actually been around for a long time, but it's been quite neglected, as you know, as everybody's aware. But it's so easy for physicians and doctors just to prescribe opiates to these patients. But now they really are forced to look for alternatives and better therapies for these patients, and we're thrilled to be bringing this back to the market. It's been a long road for us to get it through the FDA, to get a U.S. manufacturer set up and approved. And then finally, at the beginning of this year, we got approval from the Medicare and Medicaid payers in the U.S. So the drug is now fully reimbursed and can be marketed to patients and covered by insurance companies as well as Medicare and Medicaid. And also, very importantly, it took us, you know, several months, almost a year, I would say, to get approved as a federal supplier so that we to the VA healthcare systems as well as the DOD and Indian Health Services, and we got that approval in March. So we really have all of the building blocks in place. That's taken a lot of heavy lifting to get us to this point, and we're just launching now our commercial and government sales forces to be able to start marketing the product into all of those hospitals, firstly in the government setting, and then we'll follow that into the commercial setting so we start to get some revenue flowing into the company from the sale of that with the addition of, you know, boots on the ground.
And what's that timeline?
In the last year with COVID, you know, it was impossible to have sales people out there and getting into hospitals. So we were a little bit hamstrung for the last 12 months. But now that we've got all of our approvals, Medicare, Medicaid, government supplier You know, salespeople starting to hit the road over the next few weeks. I feel like we've put all of the building blocks in place for, you know, a real concerted effort here to start to drive revenue in the second half of this year.
Well, I was going to ask you, I don't know if you heard it, but you have a timeline on that marketing when that's going to come to a commercial usage and revenues will fall on the balance sheet?
Yeah, you know, right now. So, you know, we've been working on a digital platform for the last several months, sort of just building awareness, getting our brand out there. I would encourage investors and physicians and public just to go and look at the strontium89.com website. There's a tremendous amount of information there. It's very professionally put together, meets all of the, you know, healthcare guidelines for messaging, et cetera. But, you know, there are pictures and things there that paint a thousand words about, you know, how this drug works and can alleviate pain for patients and the loved ones of patients. You know, so watching people go through this is really excruciating. So, it's happening right now. The digital media is out there. Salespeople are being trained and will be in the field, starting, as I said, with the government hospitals in the next couple of weeks, and then the commercial nice. Hospitals will follow that over the next two or three.
Now, Dennis, you made some good announcements recently regarding funding, grants. Can you summarize those and what it means to your company going forward?
Yeah, you know, we've been sort of very cautious about how we've raised capital as a public company. We've protected our equity from that sort of from severe dilution. We've only raised around $20 million to build, you know, what I would consider, you know, well north of a $100 million pipeline. We don't have that valuation today, but I think if someone already looked at all of what we have under development as well as a commercial product, I think there's a tremendous amount of value there for not having raised a lot of money. And recently we've got some great support out of the German government that have agreed to fund in excess of 5 million euros to the development of the Manon pipeline, which includes the COVID therapeutic and glaucoma product and kidney diseases. And then piggybacking on that, Canada has now also given us the most recent amount was a $1.7 million grant for the further development of the COVID therapeutic. You know, like most countries, they're one that suffered with sort of a bigger surge in the last few months, and they really are looking to leaders in the developmental field to help develop products to service and help the patients affected by COVID. And we expect that funding to grow over the next, you know, near term as we further develop the product and get it into the clinic. So, you know, that really frees us from having to raise dilutive financing to fund, you know, the preclinical and clinical work around that product. That'll all be funded by government grants and is less dilutive for us and for our shareholders. And then very excitingly, we just announced a financing with an insider of the company, someone who's been running our global regulatory office for us, has agreed to take up to a 40% stake in the company for what could be as much as $30 million over the next few months in a phased financing that was priced at $1.25. So at a nice premium to where we're trading right now, at a premium to when we announced the deal. But obviously he's got the option to buy a fairly significant portion of the company that would alleviate any future financing needs for the company essentially. But also nice that it's an insider, an affiliate of the company, somebody who's really committed to the long-term vision of the company. You know, not a hedge fund or a trading group that wants to buy stock and arbitrage it or sell it or hold warrants and all of that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's a very strategic investor, gives us a great capital base from which to continue to run the business, grow our sales efforts, and not worry about, you know, that type of dilutive funding. And I think it also presents an opportunity for us to uplist to a larger exchange in the fairly near term. Once we close that financing, we have extra capital in the balance sheet that gives us the runway that the exchanges need to see for an uplisting. So all of that is on deck as we look at the financial side of the business as well in the capital markets.
Well, Dennis, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. I feel, and it's my personal opinion, and everybody should do their own due diligence, but with a stock price at 89 cents, a market cap south of 30 million, compared to your peers, you are very, very undervalued. Q Biomed Inc. is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol QBIO. Sir, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
For sure, will do. Thanks so much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.